Welcome to On the Docket with your host, Calvin Carter. Each week at this time, Redeemer Broadcasting examines an issue or topic of interest to our listeners. Please stay tuned as we find out what's on the docket today.
We continue now with part two of a two-part interview with Kim Chekai, director of the Shelter Mentorship Program with the Samaritan Women and the Institute for Shelter Care.
You're working with women who have been highly traumatized. And so you're working with women on safety. You're working with women on addiction. You're helping them through the trauma that they have experienced. You're working with them through so many different therapeutic needs, through group therapy, through individual therapy, and then walking through the trauma that they have been exposed to. Also, the beatings and the physical abuse, spiritual abuse, the mental abuse that they have sustained while they were in their life. And so you're creating a programming structure that is going to be able to assist a woman through all of those different areas, but not only that, to help them to build life skills, to be able to help them to develop job skills training, so that when they leave your program, they are equipped to be able to go back into community, but that they're able to sustain a job as well.
This is a noble task that the Samaritan Women is taking on. There are going to be things that hinder your progress. What are the hindrances that you find in moving forward?
So one of the things with COVID-19 this year, we were not able to bring in a cohort in 2020. We were not able to bring in mentees in 2020. And so that was a struggle. But we took that struggle and we said, what can we do? And so one of the things that the Samaritan Woman focused on is developing a training catalog on our website so that we could create training that was online for residential programs. And so even though the residential programs were all, you know, a lot of residential programs, some closed down and a lot of them stopped taking residents because of COVID-19. And so we said, okay, what can we do? How can we help? Even though we can't have a cohort this year, what can we do? And so we said, okay, we can develop this training catalog where we can supply training for the existing residential programs right now. And then we took a look, okay, and said, what are we going to do in 2021? Well, we're going to duplicate, we're going to double what we did in 2019. And so instead of just holding one cohort that could potentially help and assist 4 to 5 potential mentees, we're going to double that. Now we're going to do it also in the spring of 2020, and we're also going to do it in the fall of 2020 so we can duplicate that effort.
Are folks advocating for your work? I'm thinking in terms of local governments or other organizations that are stepping up to bat for you.
You know, the Samaritan Women has had the privilege of building partnerships with so many other organizations, so many local governments, so many churches. We see that there is a need, and no one organization can meet all of those needs. And so it has been extremely beneficial to build those partnerships with local agencies, with local partners, but not only local, but also across our nation. So, and what I mean by that is we have built an adjunct faculty. And so it's not just the Samaritan Women who will be training and who will be helping to plant new shelters and help existing shelters, but it's also experts from across the nation who are in this work. And so we've got adjunct faculty from all across the nation that we've built partnerships to also to speak into this, because we have to do it as a community. We have to do it as a partnership, and we have to do this thing together because we're all in this work together. And so one of the things that we're also focused on is we've created a webinar that we're going to be hosting on Tuesday, June 23rd. We're hosting that webinar at 10 a.m. and 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And this webinar is very specific on establishing a faith-based residential program for victims of domestic sex trafficking. And so this webinar is really geared towards those that want to step into the arena of trafficking and opening up a residential program, and also those that are already existing in shelters and in the shelter programming. And so we want this webinar just to be out there for everyone to be able to think about and to participate in, so they can have a better understanding of what we do at the Samaritan Women. And we know, based upon our research, 85% of the already existing organizations that have shelter programs are Christians. And so we really want the church, we want the Christians, we want the faith-based community to participate in this webinar, because 85% of those that are already existing are Christian. And so we want to see them continue in that impact that the Christian and the faith-based organs that we are making in this injustice.
This program airs not only in Maryland, but in New York and in New Jersey. For listeners there who would like to participate in the webinar, how would they do so?
Just visit our website at www.thesamaritanwomen.org, and you'll see right on our homepage, you will see information to click on in regard to the webinar. And so all of that information is on our website, and just click on our webinar series, and that will give you all the information you need. And it also allows you to register. There's no cost or anything like that, but it will lead you to be able to register for the webinar.
Another thing that I wanted to ask you about, I think this is actually what drew us together for this particular interview, is, and I've done interviews with Samaritan Women before, but this is a video series called I Am Called.
Yes, and so we wanted to be able to share the stories of the call that people have had to step into helping domestic sex trafficking survivors and international trafficking survivors. And so it's very clear that people get a calling. It's very clear that they are called into this work. They're called into this work in advocacy. They're called into this work in legal status. They're called into the work to direct service provider care. And we wanted to be able to begin to share those call stories of leaders from across the nation, in hopes that hearing how someone else was called to this work, hearing most of the stories you're going to hear, the biggest obstacles were themselves. And what I mean by that is so many people felt called to step into this arena, but they were their biggest obstacle because they felt they weren't qualified. They felt they didn't have enough education. They felt they didn't have the finances in order to do it. And so they had to get out of themselves to be able to step into this arena. And so to hear the stories and to hear the obstacles and just to hear the inspiration of so many leaders across the nation as to why they stepped into this arena, it is just absolutely amazing. And so our hope is that when you go to our website and you click on the I Am Called series, you're going to hear somebody who's going to connect with you. You're going to hear that their call story is so similar to what you're going through right now. We hope that it inspires you to take the next step. We hope it inspires you to come out to the webinar series to hear about it. But more importantly, we hope that these stories inspire you to step into the arena of providing direct service care for survivors of trafficking.
Taking a step back from the drive to create more shelter, women listening today who may be victims or may know victims of domestic, so sexual abuse or sex trafficking, what advice can Samaritan Women give them?
First, if you are a victim of trafficking right now, or you're involved in sexual exploitation and you want to get out, there's a way out. And so many times I've heard time and time again from survivors, the one thing that they say is, I don't think that I deserve hope. I don't think that I deserve a life of happiness. I don't think you don't understand the things that I have done, I don't deserve, I deserve what I'm getting. So if you are that victim, click on the Samaritan Women's website, call us. If you need help, call the National Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888. There are organizations that are out there, including the Samaritan Women, that can help you. Don't doubt that you deserve a life that you want. If you know somebody who is involved in sexual exploitation, if you know someone who is being trafficked, again, contact the Samaritan Woman. Be a support system for them. Be there for them. Keep speaking truth into their life. Keep speaking hope into their life. You know, it may take you 7, 10, 15 times of communicating with them. You may think, oh man, she's never going to get out of this. And just at that last moment, she's going to call you and say, I want out. What do I do? Call that trafficking hotline number or call Samaritan Women.
And we were talking earlier about people joining into the webinar and learning about creating more shelter care for women in these situations in need. If you're a listener and you have a desire to assist, you may not want to be in a position where you could actually start something, but you want to assist a program in your local area, would they be able to get connected through the Samaritan Women?
Yes. And so one of the things, another thing that we have on our website is if you click on the National Shelter Landscape, you will see all of the 155 agencies, residential programs that we have identified across the nation. And so if you click on the thumbnails, you will be able to find if there are programs within your state or within your area. You can click on that and you can see right where they're located. It'll take you to their website. And then you can contact them and potentially become a volunteer. Maybe you can do a collection drive for their pantry. Maybe you can help collect toiletries. Maybe you can assist in driving women back and forth in different, taking them to appointments. So click on that national landscape and see if there's any local residential programs in your area. If there is not, think about considering joining and being a part of a local coalition or an anti-trafficking group or an advocacy group. Do some research on the internet and find what other agencies that might be out there that you can step into a role of volunteering with them as well in regard to the advocacy side of things.
Kim Chekai, Director of Shelter Mentorship with the Samaritan Women and the Institute for Shelter Care in Baltimore. Thank you very much for giving our listeners this information.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you for working for the women as you do. And could you give us that victim hotline number one more time?
Absolutely. 888-373-7888.
Kim, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The goal of public affairs programs like On the Docket is to share with listeners the knowledge that local leaders and experts bring to a topic of local interest. Is there a topic of local interest that you haven't heard but you'd like to hear addressed on the program? Just send me an email at calradiohost@gmail.com and let me know about it, and I'll give your suggestion consideration. Once again, that email address is calradiohost@gmail.com.
Thanks for joining us for this week's On the Docket. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Redeemer Broadcasting. Be sure to be listening to Redeemer Broadcasting again next week at this time to find out what's on the docket.